it wasn't my plan to be here today preaching. It's God's plan. Matt called me earlier in the week and said he had some personal things that he needs to take care of and wouldn't be able to be here this morning. So asked if I could take care of it, and I said yes. God will take care of it. He, for a title today, he gave me the verse out of, it's actually out of the Psalms 18, verse 2. I love this book that we got for Father's Day. I've been using it for my daily devotions, and on page 179 of it, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." So I titled the message today, "The Lord is my rock." As he took me to this, it's way back. It's not even one that I had read before, but he brought me to this one because of the circumstances of the week and so forth. And just know this morning that the Lord is our rock, our refuge. So we're going to be looking at David today, some of his life. To go along with that, it says, "A dangerous storm were headed your way, you'd take cover in the safest place in your home." And I know from building homes and from what other people have said that the safest place in a home is in the center of the building or under a stairway. Stairways are built really strong. They have big step timbers that stuff won't go through. So under a stairway is probably one of the safest places in your home because it won't get crushed like other places in the home will. So we have that kind of a thing for our safety in the natural world. So in the same way, it says life sends storms in our direction that are too much for us to handle. We all know about that, don't we? We've just got things in life that we can't handle on our own. We have to have God as our rock, our deliverer. David experienced just such a storm when he was hunted by King Saul, who sought to kill him. Saul and his armies were too much for David alone, but David sought refuge in God. And as a result, God protected David from Saul's threats, and he delivered him to safety. When we are confronted with outside forces that are too much for us to stand against on our own, we too can seek God as our refuge. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you today for this time together. Lord, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be with the saints, Father. And I thank you for each one who made the effort to join us today and to gather with the church, Lord, so that we can hear from you. Father, as I am here this morning to bring your message, Father, I ask that you will speak through me, that I'll not get in the way, but that I'll allow you to use me to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. What an example we had with Abby's testimony. I have actually been tempted to ask each of you some time to give your testimony. It's something that we all need to do, that we all... And in Sunday school, we've been talking about that we need to write them down, write your testimony down. I noticed that Abby didn't have to do that. She just stood up there and said it like she knew what she was going to say all along. And that was really awesome, Abby. I totally enjoyed that. The other thing that I love to see each Sunday is when Logan comes to bring his tithe. I get such a smile when I see him come up, and then he goes back and he comes back again and he does it again. I think, you know, wouldn't it be great if we would all just keep giving until the Lord tells us to stop, like Logan does. as long as the Lord keeps telling you to bring the tithes and the offering, just keep bringing them until He tells you to stop. And there's some mornings He makes three or four passes up here before He's done. And I love that example that He gives us. So we're going to begin today in 1 Samuel 30. I found out as I was preparing the message today that Psalms 18 is actually back in the Samuels, in 2 Samuel as well. 2 Samuel 22 is exactly word for word as Psalms 18. And it's actually a song that David wrote, or that David sang to the Lord after he was delivered from King Saul when he was hunting him all the time. And so I'm not going to go through all of the wars that he had with Saul and the times that he could have killed Saul and didn't. But we're going to begin here in chapter 30 of 1 Samuel. And it's David when he had to go up against the Amalekites. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not, but that's how I'm going to pronounce it today. Let's begin verse 1 and just read down through 18 to get started today. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now, the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag, and they had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and they had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. Can you imagine coming home and to your town or your city or to your home, your refuge, and as the head of the house, the man of the house, you come home and your family's gone. Somebody has come, taken them. They're all gone. Your neighbors' families are gone. Everyone is gone. The herds are gone. Their animals are gone. So the Amalekites had come and just taken everything. It says David's wives and children were gone. Everyone was gone. So what's he do? They begin to weep, to mourn the loss. It looks like spent the rest of the day doing that until they didn't have any strength left. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in his God. If you forget everything else today, remember that verse, that David found strength in his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, he said, "Bring me the ephod." Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them?" "Pursue them," he answered. "You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue." So the first thing that David did was went to the Lord, his rock, to find out whether he would be able to have success if he went against this large raiding party. And God told him, "Yes, go ahead, you'll have success." David and the 600 men with him came to the Besor ravine, where some stayed behind, for 200 men were too exhausted to cross the ravine. But David and 400 men continued the pursuit. They found an Egyptian, so I'm just going to say here, so he left with 600 men, and he He was wondering if that was enough to defeat the enemy. God told him it was. So he gets partway there and 200 of them drop out. They don't have the strength to go on. So what's David thinking now? I've only got 400 guys left. Is that going to be enough? He didn't ask God, but he trusted God. He went right on with the 400. So they found an Egyptian in a field and brought him to David, gave him water to drink and food to eat, part of a cake of pressed figs and two cakes of raisins. He ate and was revived, for he had not eaten any food or drunk any water for 3 days and three nights. David asked him, "To whom do you belong? Where do you come from?" He said, "I am an Egyptian, the slave of an Amalekite. My master abandoned me when I became ill 3 days ago. We raided the Negev of the Kerethites and the territory belonging to Judah and the Negev of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag." David asked him, "Can you lead me down to this raiding party?" He answered, "Swear to me before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will take you down to them." He led David down, and there they were, scattered over the countryside, eating, drinking, and reveling because of the great amount of plunder they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from Judah. David fought them from dusk until the evening of the next day, and none of them got away except 400 young men who rode off on camels and fled. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else that they had taken. David brought everything back. So you see why David praised the Lord when he got through with his fighting. The Lord brought him back with everything that was taken. He came back from the Amalekites with everything. Let's go over now to 2 Samuel 22. So, when you have time, read through the rest of First and 2 Samuel just to see what all David did, because there's just story account after account of what he accomplished through walking with the Lord, through God as his refuge, the Lord as his rock. And in chapter 22 of 2 Samuel, it says, "David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, 'The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior. From violent men you save me. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.'" Most of you know that as a song that we've sung over the years. And there's probably another one or two in this psalm of David. It says, "The waves of death swirled around me." And if you want to follow this in Psalms 18, you can. As I said, it's almost word for word identical. The verses are off, just one verse in my Bible, but the words are the same. "The waves of death swirled about me," he said. "The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, and snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. Oftentimes I've called out to the Lord and haven't felt like he was there, and you've probably all been to that place as well. But you can be assured that he hears us, whether we feel like it or not. And God does hear us. And so I want you to know today and be assured that he does always, always hear us. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the heavens shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, bolts of lightning blazed forth. The Lord thundered from heaven, the voice of the Most High resounded. He shot arrows and scattered the enemies. Bolts of lightning and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed and the foundations of the earth laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of breath from his nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. When it seems like we don't have enough strength to go on, or we don't have enough of what we need to go on, the Lord is our strength. Paul said it in the New Testament, when I am weak, he is strong. So we can count on him. Verse 20 says, he brought me into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness and according to my cleanness in his sight. So how do we look to the Lord? How do we stack up? Do we stack up as David did in righteousness and cleanness in his sight? Are we able to stand before the Lord and say, I've done my best? David didn't always walk righteously before the Lord, but most of the time he did. He goes on in verse 24, he says, I've been blameless before you. I've kept myself from sin, and the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness, my cleanness in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure, but to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low. You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. So I've actually tried to walk like a deer when I'm in the woods, and I don't know if you've ever been in the woods and heard deer in the woods, but you don't hear them. They can walk in the woods without making noise, and I try to do that when I'm hunting, because you don't want to scare them away, so you try to walk without making noise, and it's really, really hard for me to do. But when I see deer take off and just hardly make a noise, it just astounds me that they can do that. God has made them that way. But David is also relating to that the Lord gives him feet like the feet of a deer. So he gives us what we need when we need it, doesn't he? He takes care of us. Verse 35, he trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. So you give me your shield of victory and you stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. I purchased my enemies and crushed them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them completely and they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle, and you made my adversaries bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them to the Lord, but he didn't answer. I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth and pounded and trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of my people. You have preserved me as the head of nations. People I did not know are subject to me, and foreigners come cringing to me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, the rock, my Savior. He is the God who avenges me. He puts the nations under me, who sets me free from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From violent men you rescued me, therefore I will praise you. O Lord, among the nations, I will sing praises to your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. There are many times, and many of the Psalms are Psalms of David. Many times he got done with a battle, or he got done with the Lord saving him out of something, and he wrote down the praise that he said to the Lord. But this is just one of them, and I want you to remember that you can always go to the Lord for anything that you're stuck in. It doesn't matter how big of a mess that we get ourselves into. God is big enough to take us through it, to take us to the other end of it. So as you go through life this week, remember Psalms 18. Yes. Thank you, Tim. Remember Psalms 18 or 2 Samuel 22. If you want to read it there, you can do it in either place. For some reason, this is the first time I ever noticed this. But I was looking back through the Samuels to see some of David's battles, some of the things that he went through, and I found Psalms 18 there in 2 Samuel 22, and that's it's strange to me that in reading through the Bible every year for probably 30 some years now, this is the first time I noticed that. But there it was. And so Psalms 18 is a chapter to remember. as we take refuge in God, as we use Him as our rock, as we allow Him to, for a place to stand solidly. We got the message last week when we were here at church to come and tear down the stage and stuff at the fairgrounds for the festival. And so I headed down there, and it was interesting. I got to work with Rock. Some of you know Rock, Hillary's husband. And it was just fun to get to work the afternoon with him. But that was a different Rock that I'm talking about here. There's not very many men that I know named Rock, but I had to relate that to this, where God is our rock. He's our solid foundation. So if any of you need prayer today, we'd love to have you come and pray with us. The elders will be here for you as they come with the last song today. If there's anyone who has never accepted Jesus as Lord and you'd like to do that today, I'll make that available as well. So as we sing the last song, why, as the Lord directs you to.